Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, we release a new episode to help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us. Visit her at theconsciouscougar.com and learn more about how she uses the power of color, energy, thought, emotions, and crystals to help her manifest and how she can help you learn how to manifest even better. Call 516-418-5651 on the second and fourth Mondays at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when I am live with Jillian or possibly other guests. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio or your other favorite platforms so you don't miss a single one of our most popular podcasts. Now let's get to today's topic.
And before I get to today's topic, I have to play a real quick little commercial for you. Be right back.
Have you ever read a web article on the internet that really spoke to you? No, I mean really spoke to you. Well, let me tell you about Newsly. Newsly is the new and incredible audio app made especially for iOS and Android. Newsly picks up web articles about the most trending topics throughout the entire internet. And at any given moment, Newsly reads those web articles to you in a natural human voice. Browse your favorite articles from topics you choose. Stop scrolling, start playing, start listening, and start learning. And Newsly has podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcasts, Unscripted, Coffee, Candy, and Creative, and On Demand are there too. Go to www.newsly.me to download and use Newsly for free now. And if you use promo code BeUniqueRadio, all one word and with caps, receive a one-month free premium description. For the first time in the history of the internet, the web becomes listenable. Listen and learn with Newsly.
And I am back on Monday, March. No. Oh, goodness. Jocularity. That is not my middle name, but close enough. I am back on May 2nd, 2022. It is a live show, and I decided to make today's show live rather than eliminating the show altogether. I wanted to do the show pre-recorded, got busy this weekend, and didn't do it because I have been manifesting for myself a life of balance, and part of that balance means that I do not have to work for this nonprofit, because my work I am having issues today because I haven't had very much caffeine, but you know, you don't need caffeine in order to do your job. But I have been manifesting a work-life balance for myself, and part of that means that I'm not volunteering 24/7. I do volunteer a lot of my time to other organizations, but most of my volunteering goes to Be Unique. And I've been spending more time with my husband, spending more time with my cat, spending more time with myself. And that's important. That's part of what I've been manifesting too. One of the things that I manifested, and I'll tell you in a moment about how I manifest things, because I think that's important too. But I manifested a more organized, efficient, productive office for myself. And that meant that I had to change the way I perceive my office. My office is a haven for me because this is where I get to create words, stories, articles, magazines, Be Unique. The concept of Be Unique itself is beyond belief manifesting. But also I create art in my office. I am an artist. I am an editor. I'm a writer. And for so long, so much of my life, I felt like I was not what I needed to be. I felt less than. Well, when I stopped feeling less than, I started embracing who I am. And that is an important part of manifesting, belief in yourself and belief that you deserve something, whatever something is that you want. Last night, I created a vision board. And this vision board is for Be Unique, but Be Unique and I are so intimately intertwined that to create prosperity for Be Unique is creating prosperity for me. And prosperity doesn't have to be money. However, money does help. Money is an exchange of energy. And so many things we do, we barter. But the biggest thing that I feel like I manifested was my husband's help to create this office that I wanted. And that meant that I had to take his advice when he said, I think you should move this piece of furniture to that other wall. And my first instinct was to say, but I like it where it is. I need it where it is. I use it daily. Well, the way I had my office arranged before made it prone to clutter because I had everything arranged so that my desk was the center. And it is really the centerpiece of my office now because it's a new desk, it's a different desk, and it's a desk I can stand at or sit at whenever I need to. In fact, I think I've just decided I'm going to finish this show on my feet. And that's quite an interesting thing to do because my bar, my desk rises up about to the height of a bar, and it feels very comfortable to stand here and talk. I tried to put the desk together by myself and failed miserably. And my husband came home and saw that I had failed, and my confidence had dropped dramatically. And he said, I can fix this, and I will fix it for you after dinner. And he did, which is unusual for him because he typically doesn't do things immediately. I have a caller. Let me see who it is, and we'll talk to them instead of myself. Hello there.
Hi.
Who am I talking with?
This is Tony. Tony?
Tony? Oh, where are you from, yes. Tony?
Hi. Guess I was working Manifest Monday.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Excellent. Glad to have you. So do you have a question about manifesting?
I would like to, yes, I'm trying to manifest the problems to be solved in my current employer. So, you know, they're getting a little bit crazy. So that's my manifestation.
Okay. So do you like your job?
I love it. But okay. my manager doesn't like me. So that's kind of hard when your boss does not like you.
Well, we can fix that. There are ways to fix that through manifesting. And I love this kind of question because the first thing you said was you have a problem, but you don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You have an opportunity.
He has.
Well, you have an opportunity instead of a problem.
Okay.
Always be thinking of positive ways to rephrase. And you say that your supervisor, your boss, doesn't like you. That may not be true. This person may be absolutely in awe of you and intimidated by you and not know how to express that she wants to be like you. So what I would suggest you do, and this, there are so many ways this can go. And I will tell you, with Be Unique being a nonprofit, we've had a board of directors from the very beginning. That's, you know, you have to. And we started with 3 people on the board, and then we moved to 6, and then the next thing you know, we had 9, and Now we're back down to 5, which seems to be a good number. We may bring on one or two more at some point, but you know, we'll see where the universe takes us. But there were 2 people on that board when we had 9 people on it that were just awful for board members. They were lovely human beings, but they were the kind of people that would say, I don't like what you're doing. Fix it. And wouldn't bring you any kind of solution. And one of them was famous for saying, well, when I was on another board, this is how we did it. But this isn't them. You know, every board's going to be different. Every organization's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my co-founders said, Mary, we need to manifest them gone. We need to get rid of them. And I said, you can't do that. Number one, you're dealing with someone else's free will. And number two, that's negative. Getting, you know, get rid of somebody, that's a negative connotation. So what we did, and it took us a while to come up with this phrasing, we surround, and this will work with you, and I can testify that it has worked with some other people that had problems with roommates or romantic relationships, and with jobs too. But Tony, surround yourself with positive people who want to make your life better. And that's really basically all you have to do. You say, thank you, God, universe, spirit, source, for bringing people into my life who help me live my best life. Thank you, Gus, for surrounding me with uplifting, motivating, positive people. And what that does is it, I don't know how it does it, but it does. It pushes the negative people away. They can't live in that environment. If you are always positive and always thinking in terms of how to make your life better, how to serve the universe, you know, what is for your best good on any given day, those people cannot thrive in that situation. And you'll find this boss just disappears. She either gets transferred. It is a she, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a man?
She's just gonna
disappear out of your life. She'll be transferred, or you'll get promoted away from her, or she'll just quit. And that's what happened to our 2 board members at different times. It took them a while. One hung in there a little bit longer because she was determined. If I had been negative, I'd have said she was determined to ruin my life. But she wasn't. Mm-hmm. She didn't know that she was making life miserable. But I kept repeating, thank you, universe, for surrounding me with positive, uplifting, motivating people who vibrate on my level and understand the mission of Be Unique. And so what that does is if they don't vibrate on your level, they cannot. It's like putting the north and south end of a battery together. They're going to repel automatically.
I think that's like, I kind of ignore her, even though she throws like indirect comments, like negative indirect comments, and I just ignore it.
Smart.
And
you know what else?
I do, even though
what else you can do, even though she's saying bad things, negative things, bless her. Always look at her and send her a blessing. And there, as recent as probably 2 years ago, I was in the habit, if somebody annoyed me, I'd hold up my middle finger. Maybe not where they could see it. I might do it behind my back if I was in a public place and didn't want people to see it. There have been times that I'd put it in my pocket or hide it behind a book because I wanted to shoot them the bird. And what I do now, and I'll laugh about it. I'll say, you know what? You said something that really annoys me, but instead of shooting you the bird, I'm going to shoot you the peace. Pray for peace. Bless her. Every time you think of her, just think, I want her to be at peace, because if she's at peace, you will be at peace. She can't hurt you if she's in a place of love and peace. So I started.
Right now she's in a rampage.
That's the perfect time to pray for her to have peace. If she has peace in her soul, that rampage cannot live within her. Or she's going to, because you're surrounding yourself. As of this moment, I'm surrounding you with positive, motivational, inspirational people of peace and kindness and love that vibrate on your level. Because if you're working on that, she has absolutely no place in your world. She cannot survive in your world.
Yeah, she said some very horrible things about my person that kind of, it did bother me. And I'm like super calm. I'm like the calmest person. It takes a lot to get me upset. But the fact that she made like slanderous comments about me that I'm, you know, like basically crazy, I really upset me. And I'm like, okay. And I just kept it to myself.
It sounds to me like she needs a strong dose of love and peace. And I'm going to be thinking about her, and I'm going to be thinking all day long about sending her vibrations of just kindness and overwhelming love. She's not going to know what hit her. And if you join in that peaceful transition and just constantly say, I bless you. And do you know about the Ho'oponopono? I always add extra ponos in there. There's four things that you can say, and you don't have to say it to her out loud, but if you did, it would blow her mind. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And if you can always be thinking that, you know, you're not apologizing necessarily for something you've done, but you're just saying, I'm sorry for this situation being the way it is. But you also ask for forgiveness, because apparently this person may think you've done something to offend her. People are so easily offended these days. If they would just walk in love and light, it would, oh my gosh. I just wish we could bring everybody together and have one great big giant hug. I was on the phone earlier.
It's not a good situation to work with someone. And, you know, when she comes in, I'll say good morning. And it's like I'm not even there.
So tell me one thing about her that you do like.
She's a nice person. She really is. But sometimes she does not seem to see the real picture of her actions. She's a person of authority. She seems to believe that everything she does is correct. Like, I'm going to take care of my friends. And to me, that's not the way it should be, you know. And I have a coworker that is a good friend of hers that they work with each other for 5 years. And that's a problem that we're having. I addressed something to her coworker, and right off the bat, as soon as you say something to her, she attacks you. Like, don't be telling her something. Like, don't be doing nothing to her. You know, and that's something that I explained to her at one point.
She's protective of her friend?
Correct. And I explained to her, and I go, you're not the type of person that can divide work from friendship, and it's going to create problems in the workplace. And she's like, oh, no, yes, I can. No, you can't. And sure enough, this is what's going on. Because I know that she's that type of person. The time that I've worked with her, I've got to analyze her person, and she's, you know, if she likes you, she'll take care of you. And if you're on her bad side, she'll make your life a living hell. And because I kind of pointed out to her that situation and her action, she didn't like it.
Oh, of course not, because that showed her flaw. What else is good about this woman?
I mean, she could be. She has a heart. She really does. She's a nice person.
Is she good at her job?
I don't even know what she does, to be honest with you.
What field are you in?
We're in the medical field, but she's like
okay.
The regional manager, and all I know is that she just goes inside the office, and I don't know what she's doing.
So she's like an administrator.
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's probably pretty good at that. That means she's probably pretty organized. But if the more good things you can think about her, the better it'll be, because that changes your perception of her. Try to find more and more and more things that you do like. Maybe her hair.
No, I totally understand that. Like, and I'm that type of person because I know we've had disagreements and I know what I've done. But it's like I do it because, like I tell it, you don't see what you're doing and you refuse to see what you're doing. So that's the problem until you start accepting, you know what, maybe you're right. She's finding flaws in me left and right. Oh, she didn't do this right. Oh, she has anger issues. I'm like, anger issues? I'm like the nicest person there with everybody, and I try to work with everyone because I can work with anybody. And I mean, I'm just like everybody else.
Have you ever heard the expression when you point your finger at someone, you've got three fingers pointing back at you?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
I think what's happening is she's finding fault with you, but she knows she's really the one that has to do the work. And so many times people don't think that they have anything to work on. They think they're perfect or they're okay.
Perfect.
You know,
yeah.
They're good enough. But deep down inside, they're really struggling to make sense of life. They have no idea. I mean, I guarantee you, today, that's not the kind of woman that would call this show. She might call in 5 years, or she may never call because she may never think, I need help resolving this.
Mm-hmm.
But truthfully, if you can remember, and I find it helpful to write things down, but I mean, you can make a vision board if you wanted to. There are so many different tools you can use. I would get some rose quartz and keep it handy because that's the stone that clarifies self-love and unconditional love. But I would definitely just keep repeating, thank you for surrounding me with these wonderful people who serve the best good for me. Because the more you think it, and you don't have to write it down necessarily and read it or repeat it every day. You just start feeling it. You just start at that point where you believe it and you know you're worth being with more people like yourself, Tony. You know, especially in your field, the medical field is hard enough without other people that you work with, your colleagues, being against you. So surround yourself.
I've always told everybody, like you made a big comment, you're too busy pointing fingers at everybody's fault. But you being the manager, what are you doing besides complaining to help?
Right.
To help.
She needs to be setting a better example.
So instead of, I mean, you're finding all these flaws on me and you're, oh, she doesn't do this, she doesn't do that, or this is what's going on there. Okay, fine. But what is it that you're doing to help besides complain? What is it that you as a manager are doing to fix the problem? Because it appears, the way I see it, instead of helping fix the problem, you're creating a bigger problem, if that makes sense. Instead of
it does.
Trying
it
to correct
a lot of
it.
Sense.
Yeah. So instead of correcting it, she's not correcting it. She's too busy pointing fingers at everybody. When you as a regional manager, your job is to develop. Your job is, instead of complaining, it's develop. You're too busy finding faults in people, but developed these people.
It sounds like she is. Sounds like she's very insecure.
I mean, that's what you'll get from her. Well, you should already know best. You've been here long enough, okay? So because you've been here long enough, I'm the office manager, and I would tell everybody that if you have questions, ask.
Exactly.
Ask me. Tell me what is it that you need that I can help you. So because I'm the type that when I have a meeting, I involve everybody. Why? Because I want everyone to be in the same page. I don't like to have it's a manager's meeting. It's only for managers. Yeah, but these people work under me. These people need to know what's going on. These people need to be involved in what's going on, you know, what changes are coming.
Yeah, it's not a competition.
I involve everyone. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the way I see it. I mean, I think you're smart.
That's a smart way to be.
But her is like, oh, no, she's doing this wrong. I've told her many times, okay, so it's been addressed and you know where the problem is. So there's going to be, instead of saying, oh, it's her fault because she's the one, she's the manager. No, it's not my fault. It's the people that are doing it that's who the problem is. The people that you already addressed it and they continue to do so, now we're going to have to take the next step. But you're the one running the area, so it's your fault. No. We have to have everybody held accountable for their actions.
Well, she has to show by example, too. If she wants to be a good leader, good leaders don't just preach and point out problems. There's a difference. I mean, otherwise, she's just a pointer. She's not a leader.
Correct.
That was why we had to get rid of that one board member, because she did nothing but complain. But we didn't ask her to leave. We didn't make her uncomfortable. We just changed our perception. And when we started remembering that we only surround ourselves with positive, uplifting, motivating people that are on our vibrational frequency, she just slipped away.
Yeah. So hopefully things change soon. And my bosses see that.
Well, stop thinking about hope, because hope has no place in manifesting.
Things are
already changing. The minute that you tell the universe what you want, it's on its way to you. And the biggest thing that you want right now is to be surrounded by loving people, correct?
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you. I've really got to go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that brings us to the end of today's show. That worked out beautifully. I'm grateful for Tony's call, and I'm going to click my little manifest exit if I can find it and say goodbye. Thank you for listening today. Remember to come back every Monday at 11 a.m. for another manifest lesson. The second and fourth Mondays, I am live, and my guests always have something interesting to share. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio or your favorite platform, and check out all our other Manifest Monday shows. If you have questions, want me to guide you on your manifest journey, or would like a transcript of this show, just reach out to me through BeUnique.org or email me at ManifestMondayShow@gmail.com. Until then, stay present, stay positive, and always remain grateful. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton. Thank you for joining us today.